Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam President, Germany welcomes that the important topic of Paris is discussed at today's meeting of the CD. Germany fully aligns itself with a statement by Sweden on behalf of the European Union. Madam President, the use of space underpins our way of life as well as the prosperity, safety and security of all states in an unprecedented manner. Due to the current strategic environment and its growing military importance, outer space has become increasingly contested and congested. Addressing security challenges in the space domain is a matter of urgency. Germany remains strongly committed to enhancing security in outer space and to preventing an arms race in outer space. Outer space security is an essential security issue for all states, not just for space-faring nations. We have also broadened our scope and are discussing new approaches to increase security, safety, and sustainability of space in various formats and bodies at the United Nations, including here at the CD, at COPWAS in Vienna, the open-ended working group on reducing space threats through responsible behaviors in Geneva, or at the United Nations Disarmament Commission in New York. There's a lot of expertise around. Given the large overlap between the different working strands, we all need to make a bigger effort in coordinating and cooperating between these relevant bodies within the United Nations systems and creating a broader understanding of that issue and looking for new synergies. We all pursue on one common goal, that is strengthen transparency and confidence in outer space and create conditions where states have no incentive for contesting outer space for military, economic, or political purposes. Technology and capabilities are essential for preserving the free and sustainable use of outer space. They can be used both for military and civilian purposes, or even misused with the aim to destroy or impair space assets of others. Once space objects are launched in outer space, the possibility to verify their real nature is close to zero. The inherent dual-use character of space objects and their lack of verifiability are mainly the reason why it is impossible to provide a working definition of a space weapon. Threats and risks in outer space cannot be deduced from objects or capabilities alone, but from a combination of capabilities and behaviors, or from the observation of actual actions, operations, and activities. The most pragmatic way to address such relevant threats and security risks is to discuss, develop, and devise norms, rules, and principles of responsible space behaviors, and to foster and implement transparency and confidence-building measures in outer space. This will increase security and predictability, reduce risks of misperceptions and potential escalation into conflict, and contribute directly to preventing an arms race in outer space. For that reason, Germany is strongly committed to the open-ended working group on reducing space threats through norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors. In its first three sessions, we have been working towards a common understanding and awareness of possible threats and security risks related to outer space activities and have discussed the first set of possible elements that could determine responsible space behaviors. Germany is actively supporting the working group and its chair and aiming for a consensus document that could be presented and discussed in the first committee of the next United Nations General Assembly. With regard to this important ongoing process, please allow me to make three additional remarks. First, we do not see a contradiction in principle between a legally binding instrument that many delegations prefer and responsible behaviors. Responsible behaviors can come in the guise of a legally binding or politically binding agreement or both. A politically binding commitment can further develop into a legally binding instrument, as it happened with the Outer Space Treaty and the following conventions. This can also be possible with the concept of norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors. Second, politically binding agreements are binding by their very nature for all the parties which committed themselves to them. They are not binding. They are binding. You can infringe a political commitment the same way you can breach a legal obligation. And in both cases, you need to bear the consequences. Politically binding commitments are not only made for fair weather times, they serve as a distinguished purpose and they are an instrument for holding somebody accountable. Otherwise, they would have no value, but they clearly have one. Third, in our view, there is no contradiction between the existing Paris mandate and new norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors. The latter perfectly fit under the umbrella of Paris. But the traditional notion of preventing an arms race in outer space dates back to the bipolar great power competition during the Cold War and builds on the idea of an arms race taking place between great powers. Today, the outer space security landscape has changed. It has become an essential security issue for all states, not just for great powers or spacefaring nations, and should accordingly be inclusively discussed with all stakeholders, like at the open-ended working group. The political commitment not to conduct destructive, direct, ascent anti-satellite weapons tests was first made unilaterally by some United Nations member states, and later endorsed by the vast majority at the last United Nations General Assembly in a notable resolution. Germany calls on all states, and particularly on those already possessing or developing direct asset weapons, to make such a commitment and to refrain from destructively testing them. Madam President, Germany will continue to promote the preservation of a safe, secure, sustainable, and peaceful space environment and remains strongly committed to the prevention of an arms race in outer space. Outer space must remain a common good to be used for the benefit and in the interest of all humankind. Thank you, Madam President.